Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
After saving art houses with Everything Everywhere All at Once, A24 has another one, the horror film Bodies, Bodies, Bodies from Helena Rein. And she's here with us today on Crew Call. When you first received Sarah's script, what popped out at you? Because this is a, yes, it's a teen slasher film, but it's a commentary on social media.
Yeah, and but we created it together. So first I received a script that was completely, that had the idea for the game, but that's basically it. It was young people go to a house and there's a game, but there was still a killer. It was very different. So Sarah, and then we attracted Sarah to write with me because the way I pitched it to A24, how I want to approach it as a commentary on the time we live in. And Gen Z, but also myself, to be really honest with you, because I'm totally addicted to my phone. So that's when Sarah and I both, coming from the theater, started to create this script. Yeah, so that's how it happened. And then, of course, we got the actors involved, and they added even more to that, being Gen Z and me being so old. So I needed their input too, you know, to make it authentic and real and energetic and all of that.
You are not old. But tell me more about the social commentary, because it's about, you know, how we project an image and how that image isn't real. Yeah. And then the toxicity that rises out of it. I mean, people are calling this, you know, they're making comparisons to Cassavetes, which we'll get to. And, you know, it's almost like a teenage version of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Oh my God, you're making me cry. I think you're giving us too much credit, but I mean, that is of course, I think, listen, I come from the theater, you know, so that is all I know. And I think, I hope to think that, well, you are a very intelligent man, obviously. So for you, it shines through. You know, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to create something about human behavior, group behavior, but also toxic love. Which I think is my main theme. And also, yeah, like you said, like how we are, because of all those screens that we live with now, we sort of are afraid of intimacy too. And we're not really in the moment and we're not really, really looking at what's going on. And of course, since this film is like a fable almost, you know, and a cautionary tale of what will happen if you don't stop to reflect and actually look at what is happening here, then the film would stop, right? Because... in the end, it's much ado about nothing. And it's, of course, people call it nihilistic and hedonistic. And that surely is what it is. But I feel Chekhov, the three sisters, you know, they say, we go to Moscow, the whole play long. We're going. No, we're really, really, really going. And then it ends with, well, I guess we're just going to stay. You know, so I feel that for me has the same vibe, you know. So definitely Sarah and I took so much from classical plays, and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf is my favorite play. Cassavetes is also a filmmaker that we put on stage with Ivo van Hove all the time. My company is called A Woman Under the Influence. So that's what I live and breathe. Oh,
wow. So when you were casting this,
yeah,
how did you find your ensemble? Was it largely based on how well they could improvise in a situation?
Well, I love your questions. I wanted a very diverse group in the sense that not only in every way, but their own background, but also where they came from as far as acting. You know what I mean? So I thought it would be amazing to not just have really serious actors, but also have comedians and also have people who are really rooted in the social media of it all. And you know, and who are actually part of that specific generation. And so I think we really succeeded in that. So I was super convinced from the start that I wanted Pete for David. He was my first choice, and I was really like obsessed with that, because I feel that he, up until now, I always saw that he has like serious acting skills, but he was used often in a goofy kind of stoner way. And of course his comedy talent that is insane, but I wanted to work with him in a darker way and make him more a toxic, masculine, very hot, sexy person in this film. And then of course also use his improvisation skills. And then we have Maria Bakalova, who's classically trained, but of course showed in Borat that she has the full range, you know, and that she's also able to improvise. But Maya Halla is an actress who comes from very serious, you know, education, and Chase just graduated Harvard. So the group was so different. Everybody had brought its own energy, and I felt that was needed. But I said from the beginning, listen, I come from the theater where, you know, if you work with Ivo van Hoven for 2 days, you literally, I was talking to Jude Law the other day, we were in a play with together. And Obsession, also a film that he put on, that Ivo put on stage.
Okay.
And we remember together, because we were talking about how old and like we're in the midlife and look at the youth. And we were saying like, yeah, that awesome. We stand like literally where Ivo left us the day before. We was in our costumes, you know, at the first moment of rehearsal. We stand there with the props in our hand where Ivo left us the last day. You know, that's classical theater. It's hardcore discipline, no ego. It's not about you. It's only about the play. So I explained all these things to them when we started. I said, listen, I want to make a little theater ensemble out of you all. You know, acting is reacting. We have to pull this off in only, you know, 23, 24 shooting days. We are going to act as a group, as a school of fish. And that's what we're going to do. You know what I mean? And they were up for that. They were like, I'm saying, you're going to learn your lines as if it's going to be live broadcasted, you know, no pickups, nothing. We're going to do long takes. And so everybody prepared like military people, you know, we really prepared as if we were soldiers. And I think that made us be able to let go in the moment and find these beautiful diamonds that we of course found, you know, that were not on the page.
Did you find the film in the editing room? Or degree of it? Like, were they improvising so much that you all of a sudden found, oh my God, I've got these great left and right turns?
No, I always thought, like, I think with Cassavetes as well, like, what do I know? But what I know about it is that they, of course, improvised, but they also scripted a lot, you know, way more was scripted than we all think. So I feel that on one hand, I'm really open to improvisation, but on the other hand, I'm a very old-fashioned actress, you know? So I'm also like, the word is holy and you better learn and you better respect the words, you know? So I had very specific spaces where I let them improvise. And what I also do, and I discovered in my first film, Instinct, if you don't say stop, you know, it's of course a cliche trick, but then you get all these presents from the actor. So I did that in Instinct. Somebody told me that, I don't know if it was Paul Verhoeven or somebody else, that told me like, don't say cut too fast, you know, always let it. And that's what I did with them too. But no, I think I give them very specific assignments. For instance, the dance scene, that's the scene they always talk about, because that was a big impression for them, because we sort of locked them into a room with Jasper, my DP. But there were very specific things that they had to go through. There was a choreography, you know, this needs to happen, that needs to happen. But then within that, I give them freedom. And Rachel Sennett, for instance, who is of course a total genius, she would come to me in the morning and say like, listen, you know, we're gonna do this scene today and I have this and this idea, and we will talk through it. And then I would give her space to absolutely do that. But Amanda also, she could like come to me with new lines or said like, are you okay if I say this in that way? And I would of course suck it all in, because, you know, they are Gen Z, so they have the vocabulary, and it's all about how they use language as weapons and how they use language to express their inner, you know, they all say triggering and ableist and all these words that I, you know, that are so specific for this generation, things that you and I didn't even dare to say.
Like, yeah,
I would have a panic attack in the wings, I would not speak about it. Like, I would be like, you know, breathe, like trying to hide it behind my, you know, and they will be like, oh, I had 6 panic attacks before we start, you know, before breakfast, you know, and then that's how they operate. So I wanted that to be in the film, of course. Yeah. So I also took notes when we were having dinner. I took notes when we were having lunch, and I always asked them very politely if if we could use, you know, things that they say to each other, and they would be super open to it. The whole body dysmorphia is a line that Rachel said during a dinner, you know, and that we put in the film.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, let's go back. So you direct Instinct. It gets recognized, you know, with a nomination at the European Film Awards. Tell me about your going from acting to directing. Like, did CAA sign you after Instinct and everything propelled toward A24?
Instinct, very early cuts went to ICM because Marwan and Carice are both rep by them. Now, of course, they merged. And that's why I was signed by ICM before the movie came out. And but I met A24, honestly, I met through Joe Talbot, who directs Last Man in San Francisco. And my film was at the BFI, nominated for the same award as his film. Both first films. And then they set us down to have dinner together. They were like, oh, it would be fun if you meet Joe Talbot. And then Joe was like, I want you to meet the people at A24. And I said, okay. And that's how they saw my film. And then it was, it was really, for me, like coming home. You know, I am so happy that with them. But it was, yeah. And then they gave me that script. And I was like, I was like, am I going to direct a script that's not my own script? You know, because I only made one film and I made a TV show and both were my own creations with writers. But I, you know, they came from my brain. And so I found that a very strange concept that they sent me something that wasn't, you know, but then making it my own together with Sarah Delap has been the most wonderful experience of my life. And I didn't know we were going to succeed. I still don't know if we're going to succeed. But the tone that we wanted in our brain is, of course, so hard to capture. But I think, you know, the actors mainly pulled it off. So I'm very proud of them.
Who are your mentors coming up director wise in your acting career? I mean, my specific go to here is I see Paul Verhoeven.
He has been and he still is. He's my father as far as film. He always was supportive of me because when we were shooting Black Book, I already had the dream of directing and I was always like, I want to direct. And he was like, you can only direct if you have a question. You know, you need to have a question. And so my first question was, why am I drawn to what destroys me? And then I made Instinct, which is an erotic thriller about a therapist falling in love with a rapist. And then this film, my question is, again, you know, why am I so drawn to, you know, my toxicity with my phone, but also with men and, you know, and group behavior, how seductive is a group, you know, and I always want to belong. I always want to be normal and I don't have children. I don't have a partner. So I always feel like I don't belong. So I feel that is also part of this film. You know, Maria's character, who's like really trying to fit in her own strange way and she's ready to do whatever it takes, you know, that we find out later. So those were my questions. So Paul Verhoeven, definitely. And then Ivo van Hove, even though that's stage work, because we were doing so many films on stage, Antonioni, Cassavetes, and then Obsession, you know, these are all films. And so it was, and Bergman, of course, also Cries and Whispers. So he is my biggest teacher, I would say.
What is your next question? Meaning, what is your next directing project?
I'm definitely going back in the erotic thriller space. Like that is where I'm.
But what's the question?
Power and sex. Why are power and sex so? Why is that? Like Oscar Wilde has this quote where he goes, "Everything in life is about sex, except sex. Sex is about power." And if you think about that quote in times of Me Too, it's like very complicated. So that is the theme I want to explore.
Would you make it here stateside or would you make it back home?
No, here. No. Definitely. I feel super, super at home here. I mean, I'm still really trying to make friends and building a life. But I feel creatively so at home here. And I don't know why that is exactly, but I really do. So I want to stay and work here if I can.
Getting Pete Davidson, was that what, you know, I think everybody wants to be in business with him, but getting, you know, and then when you get him, you got to work around the whole Saturday Night Live schedule.
Yes.
Can you talk about the challenge? Like, was that, like, if you didn't have Pete, was this not a go project?
No, not at all. I feel, no, I think they A24 was like, okay, you know, they let me do my thing, but it was not at all. Like, there was no pressure on that at all. I feel Amanda Stenberg was really the sort of at the core of the casting process. And she's also an executive producer on the film. So her involvement was really important to get the film, make a step. And with Pete, it was, it was really easy. We just had a wonderful conversation and I seriously admire, and I saw all of his work. And I think the brand of A24, of course, makes it also easy to attract talent. I think talent is very attracted to them as a studio, you know, and want to be working with people. And they have such a great group of directors, of course, that they work with. So that really helps, of course. You know, it's not just me, but also Pete watched Instinct. You know, I do think that my film Instinct, even though it's a completely different cup of tea, it does give actors, I think, maybe the confidence like, oh, she's okay with actors, you know, because both of my stars in Instinct can show their full range. And so I feel that makes actors attracted to the project and the script. I feel that, but Pete was very, very easy to work with. And I was totally happy with him and really, really loved working with him, because even though he's such a great, great improviser, he really took it seriously to those bigger group scenes that, of course, look so effortlessly and so easy and so fun. These are so hard to pull off, you know, and you have to be so patient. Some of these scenes are 13 pages long. Like, that's insane, you know, and he prepared so well, and they were always running their lines. If I would be walking in the motel where we were staying, you could always hear them do their lines together. So I love that he's so motivated to really go into acting deeper. I think, and I think he has, you know, so much more to give and will give in the future. Yes.
Helena Rain, thank you so much.
Thank you. I love every single question. Jesus Christ, you are amazing. Thank you for
making it. It's such a fun movie. It's a lot of fun. I hope we need something to do extremely well in the next month. I hope. Seriously.
I'm going to pray and meditate.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
Thank you so much.
Because there's not a lot of film that's left out there.
No, I know. It's a weird time to make.
Yeah.
Film. Yeah. No, I'm already grateful that we're going to try, you know, that we're going to do a theatrical release, and we are all doing everything we can to sell it. So I hope it will work.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the time. You're amazing. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Crew Call podcast on Deadline. I'm your host, Anthony D'Alessandro. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.